You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It's no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. Next slide. You are the light of the world. A town but on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand. And it gives light to everyone in the house. Not just a few, to everyone in the house. That is the power of the light. It touches all. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Not my words, his words. Not my instruction, his instruction. Let your light shine before others that they may see good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. This is what we're trying to walk out. For me, this is like where we want to go. For me, this beautiful song that he sung is our platform. Wasn't he great? You can clap him if you like. Wasn't he amazing? Wasn't the worship good? You can clap him if you like. Wasn't the kids' work good? Clap him if you like. Didn't he do well? Yeah. Just Mark's talk. Ridiculously good. So what gloves are you going to wear this week? What gloves are you going to wear to do this? Is it the gardening glove? Is it the washing of the heart glove? Is it the healing glove? Is it the helping glove? Is it the caring glove you're going to wear this week? What glove are you going to wear? Choice is yours. Because scripture says that you're light. It says you are the light of the world. That's what it says up there. It says you're light. It says you're torchbearers. It says what you are. You're light. You can't stop being light. You're just it. I believe wherever I go, I'm light. I believe wherever I go, a shadow is cast behind me, which is the shadow of Jesus. I just believe that. I just believe wherever I go, I am light. Even in my worst, most selfish, depressed day, I am light. In my most broken day, I am light. In my most feeble day, I am light. Why? Because that's what that says. And how I feel is really quite irrelevant. Because that says, I am the light of the world. So I just happen to believe that wherever I go, I'm a bit of light. I happen to believe wherever I go, I'm a bit of salt. I happen to believe that's the call on my life in this season. And the call is probably more for the lost than for the saved. Because they're the ones that really need the light. Can we look at the next slide? Being salt. This is what I'm working at in my life at the moment. These are the three values I'm trying to really build into my walk at the moment. It says in Matthew that Jesus was moved by compassion because he saw they were like a multitude. They were sheep without a shepherd. It says Jesus was moved by compassion when he got to the edge of the lake, so he healed. It says so many times in Matthew, Jesus was moved by compassion. Jesus was moved by compassion. Our problem is that I think the word compassion is a bit confusing. It's a bit highbrow. It's a bit hard. Well, let's try the word sorry. He was just sorry. He was just sorry for them. Anybody felt sorry for somebody recently? Come on, how many felt sorry for somebody in the last week? You've seen a news feed, you've been in a train, you've been somewhere, you felt sorry. Let me give you a little tip. Sorry is compassion. It's the first step to compassion. The question is, will you feed the sorrow or will you just leave it there? So I'm on a train and I'm late, running from Marylebone, dive into the carriage, realize I haven't contacted Sandra. This is my great Christian moment. Dive into the carriage, get on my phone, get on my iPhone, start to go to Sandra, and this guy goes to me, "Get off your phone!" More or less, not quite that loud, but it was right in my face, and it was the finger was doing all this. Right in my face, "Get off your phone." So I went, in my very good Christian response, "Get a life. Just get a life, mate. Just get a life." And he goes, "What sort of life do you want me to have?" And I thought, and I got more and more angry. And I thought, it's absolutely fine. Any person wearing a lime green jacket and a pink shirt, don't worry about him. And I began to assassinate him in my head. I thought, shirt doesn't fit, tie's not very good, bad combo, you're probably not very bright. And I went through the list in my head, and I built this man into a demon in my head. Anybody else done that kind of stuff? And so it built and 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 built. And after 5 minutes, this man, he had no gifts, no money, he had nothing. And then I noticed something. I noticed what it was doing to me. I noticed how disturbed I was. I noticed how angry I was. I noticed how uncomfortable I was. And I saw the next station coming up, and I thought, I know what's going to happen. He's going to get off here. So all I did was reach across, touch his elbow, and I thought, that's probably the first mistake. And I just said, "I just want to say I am really, really sorry for my behavior. I apologize." He looks at me and he just says, "Well, I just totally overacted, so I'm sorry too." And suddenly, I thought his lime green jacket was great. And I felt love and compassion for this man. And I prayed for him. And I'm being honest with you, I began to cry. Because sorrow came. And out of sorrow, courage came to say sorry. And out of courage, a transformation came. That's how simple it is. And we make it such a big thing. But it's so simple. It's just allowing the sorry to grow inside of us. It's allowing the compassion to grow inside of us that we can't live with it. We have to share about this wonderful God whose arms we are running into. We are just compelled to share. because we found something that is just so incredibly special, so incredibly wonderful, that we can't let it go. It can't be another stop on the train. It has to be today. I thought about it since, and thought about the sense of regret that would have been in my heart if I had just waited one more stop. Ah. I'm so supernatural. That was quite good, wasn't it? You're going to remember that now, aren't you? You're never going to forget it. It's not to do with me, it's to do with the flipping train out there. Great. So that's what I'm trying to build into my heart. An understanding that God wants to transform people. That he doesn't want to leave them where he is. He just wants to take them on. And he wants to change them. And that his agent is me. I'm the hand in the glove. That's what's going on. Next slide. So God made the earth. He made the heavens. He made everything. Started with the planet. Did quite a good job there, really, I think. Don't you? Looking at that slide. Pretty good job. Then he made mankind. And the end of it, in verse 31, he said, that's pretty good. How many times do you and I look across at an amazing view and see that and go, that's pretty good? Yeah? Who last stood in a landscape recently in the last 3 or 4 weeks or saw a sunrise or saw something you thought that's pretty good? Put your hand up. Just in the last 4 weeks. Look across the room. Now keep your hands up if in those last 4 weeks you saw somebody and you thought God has made that. That's really beautiful. Fantastic. Because sometimes the landscape is so big and the person is so hard to see. Sometimes it's so much easier to see beauty in nature and not in people. For too long, the church has stood for saying what is wrong in somebody's life and not embracing what is good. What is embracing what is good in our humanity and in our planet? We have been slow as church to understand, to really embrace our planet and look after our planet and really be the pioneers in actually saving our planet. But God made our planet. So there's something about us embracing what is good in humanity and embracing what is good in our planet that is at the core of us actually being salt and light. It's at the core of our DNA of who we are. It's embracing the work of God on this earth and in all of humanity. It's understanding that God is doing an extraordinary work in people's lives all across this planet right now while we sit here. Because God has embraced the world through his Son. So our call is to embrace humanity. So, next slide. This is what I believe. For too long, we've stood and said, what's wrong? And we've majored on sexuality, and we've majored on morality. We've hit those things really hard. I believe when we start to honor what is good in our communities, it is so much easier to say what is wrong. And it should be that way around. I believe 9 times out of 10, God is a father before he's a judge. Therefore, honor what is good. This is what I try and do. I will go into my office, or I meet a new client. So I have a new friend called Simon. Simon has the brain the size of a planet. He's a coder. He's an IT techie. And he loves his beer. Whenever I'm with Simon and his team, he's a director of a really successful agency. His guys built the Harry Potter website, so they're big cheeses in that world. Do you know what I do over Simon again and again and again? I just say to him, Simon, I want to honor you for your kindness. I want to honor you for that last email you sent me, for the way you speak to me. But there is something extraordinary about this man who doesn't walk with the Christ and avidly doesn't walk with the Christ. And it actually, he would say, against the Christ. He's verbalized that to me in conversations we've had. This man is one of the most honoring men I've ever met. And I do a workshop, and he stands there and he says things to me like, without you here, this company would not be where it is today. And literally these are his words, I honor you. He sends me an email after a conversation and says, listen to this language. How churchy does this sound? Thank you for the wisdom you carry. Oh, my word. It's out of our script, isn't it? Honor creates honor. So I want to call out what I see in people. So all the time when I'm with people, I see things on them. And I just call out in my heart. And I just acknowledge it. And I'll just say to somebody, I think you carry a lot of wisdom. So I'd like to hear from you in this meeting. Or I think you carry real kindness. So I'd like to hear from you in this meeting. Because you really, really do carry kindness at a very deep level. And I find when I do that, people just love it. And I find people get open. And I find they start asking all sorts of questions about my Jesus. And I find, you know what? I find it's dead easy to share after that. I don't find it's a big mountain or a big difficulty because I love them and they love me and our love grows. And as our love grows, it just becomes so easy to share because there's honor in the house. There's kindness in the house. There's love in the house. There's not this great big fear barrier of I've got to say the J word. It just comes out. Next slide. We need to bring out the flavor of God in people's lives. We need to speak it out and say it. I see that on you. A phrase I often use, which I find really helpful to me when I'm with people. So I was recently in Amsterdam and I was doing a psychology course to train to be a facilitator. And there were lots of different spiritualities there, a lot of Buddhism there. There was some really weird stuff going on. We at one point were supposed to, I didn't get involved in this because it's just a bit of a bridge too far, but we were supposed to dance the centers in our body wearing iron masks and thumping sticks on the floor. At which point I suddenly saw the funny side of it and had to get out basically because I knew it was just. But do you know what, there were some other things that were really beautiful? I learned about a new level of meditation that's really helped me in my prayer. It's beautiful. And over that week, it was lovely. It was an environment of real openness, an environment where you could really share. And again in that week, this is what I would do. I would go up to somebody and I would just say, I hope this is all right, but I've got a word picture for you. And this picture kind of frames what I think you're at the moment and takes you to your high level of service, because that's what this whole course was about getting people to a high level of service to service humanity. So I think this might help you get to your higher level of service. And then I would speak. The response was staggering. Person after person just thanking me. When I got assessed at the end of the week, they just said to me, the level of your spirituality is quite extraordinary. How do you do this? Next slide. Carrying light. Next slide. This is one of my favorite songs. It's a really old, cheesy song by Amy Grant. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I spoke at a wedding last year. For a couple, his parents were in the church, Pete and Ellie Hopkinson, for their daughter, Katie. And as I went into church, I bought them this huge, great lantern. It's about this high. It's really nice. Didn't want to give it away. It's a really nice lantern. Thought, that's a really nice lantern. Why am I giving that away? I like that lantern. About this high. I gave Jake the lantern, which in light of what he's going through at the moment is quite extraordinary. I gave it to Katie, I think, actually. It was them both. And I just said, this is how it is. When the lantern is low down here, you just see the immediate place that you're in. And sometimes people just need to be told, just do that. Just know you're good today. Just know you're good today. But other times, you need to lift the lantern up. And when you lift the lantern up, you show the path. Same lantern, you've just lifted it up. So this is my advice. Start down here. Start when you share with people with this. Practice this. This is easy. This is easy to do. This is dead easy. This is just, Susan, I just love your enthusiasm. It's just boundless, isn't it? Am I the only one that sees it in the room? Yeah? That's easy, isn't it? So, Susan, what I see on you is you're to be a joy giver. And I see on you that some of the stuff that's been in your life, where it has been painful and it has been traumatic, has been for you to really understand joy in a personal level because you're a joy carrier. And you're going to be sent to many, many places to share joy. Hear the difference? All I've done is lifted the light up. Any of you can do it. I'm not some great prophet. Let's bust that myth straight away. I just work at it, blinking hard. I just practice. It's Malcolm Gladwell. It's 10,000 hours. I just do it. Next slide. This is from Sheridan Voysey. Most of this stuff I've taken from his book. A light that sparkles in a myriad of graceful acts. For some of us, our language is more about action. For some of us, words are pretty difficult. Actions are a lot easier. So just go and do the same thing with your actions. Just start with the immediate thing and then help them to the destiny thing with your actions. A light that sparkles in a myriad of graceful acts. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we were known for that? Wouldn't that just be stunning to be known as a community that carried a myriad of graceful acts? Wouldn't that be a beautiful firmament for our Lord? Wouldn't that be a beautiful way of being known in Maidenhead? That is the church that sparkles in a myriad of graceful acts. That's why I want to speak over you today prophetically. That's what I believe God's calling you to be. To be the carriers of a myriad of graceful acts that will just raise stars and lights in people's hearts where there is so much darkness and so much pain and so much brokenness. Just a myriad of graceful acts that will touch hearts, that will break down barriers, that will bring healing, that will restore, that will help broken families. Just a myriad of graceful acts. So the next time you look up into the firmament, the next time you look up into the sky, the next time you're here and there's no cloud cover, and you look across and you see those stars, just say, come on, Father, help me do a graceful act today in your grace. Help me add to that firmament today. What's my act of kindness today? What's my grace-filled act today that I can do that will release the firmament of the Christ? What is it?